And before we go today...
Come on, Tom. Let's finish this the way we started.
Together!
The final installment of the Harry Potter movie phenomenon opened in theaters around the world at midnight last night. Boston's own wizards, witches, Death Eaters, and Dementors lined up to be among the first to see Harry, Hermione, and Ron battle he who must not be named in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Radio Boston's Amory Sievertson grabbed her own magic wand, a microphone, and headed down to the cinemas at Boston Common to talk with fans about the boy wizard who cast a spell over an entire generation.
I am 7 years old.
Okay, what are you dressed up as tonight?
Luna Lovegood.
Can you cast a spell?
Oblivion.
Dina Lewittis. I picked up the first book when I was 11, and now I'm 24. Every year Harry Potter got older, I got older. It was like we went to school together. We didn't go to school together. He was like that cute guy that I hit on in the hallway.
Maria Alejandra Cassidy, and I'm 19. As you can see, I'm fully decked out as a school-age Bellatrix. I'm so into the movie. I'm so sad it's going to be over soon, but excitement about, you know, the big premiere and everything.
I'm Nick Prokesh. I'm 25 years old. Somewhat new to the convert of Harry Potter. I don't know if that's a word. I picked up the first book just for the hell of it, and nothing compares.
My name is George Zulalian. I'm 63 years old. This is my son, Stephen, who's 16. We've been going to Harry Potter ever since they started. I've taken him to all the midnight shows. He keeps me young.
Are you going to be sad to see the movies end now?
It's like the end of my childhood. It's really sad. I enjoy going to this with my dad all the time. It's just sad to see it go.
And thanks to Radio Boston's Amory Sievertson for collecting those voices. And, well, what can we say? Goodbye, Harry.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.